Homily for March 22nd. The scene we find described today in John's Gospel is popularly known as the story of the woman caught in adultery. For me, it is one of the most gripping scenes found in any Gospel. This Gospel story, however, has not been without some historical controversy. The fact is that it is not found in the earliest Gospel manuscripts. Some scholars have suggested the story and its message were just too uncomfortably radical that many hesitated to see it as true of Jesus. But in the end, the story came to be accepted as legitimately part of Jesus' good news. The story is gospel truth. The movement of the story, together with its details like writing in the sand, people walking away, these all recommend it as perfectly suited for Ignatian contemplation. By that I mean allowing yourself to step into the gospel scene by using your imagination and other senses, seeing, hearing, smelling, feeling. Using these, observe, then come close to the characters and the entire scene. Step into the scene to really be there with the woman, with her accusers, and with Jesus. So I would ask you now to briefly recall the scene as John has described it for us in the Gospel. Without many thoughts or questions, just recall and see the scene in your imagination. See in particular the faces of the participants, the woman, her accusers, Jesus. What's the tone of voice of the accusers? How does the woman react to what's said of her? Her body language, and her inner thoughts and feelings. And do the same with the accusers and then with Jesus. Gradually, begin to focus in on the face of the woman and the face of Jesus. They're looking directly at each other. But how? How do they look at each other? See their facial expressions. Especially see their eyes. Their eyes making contact. What do their eyes say to the other person? The woman to Jesus, and Jesus to the woman. And then just rest in this scene. Let it speak to you quietly, softly, freely. Force nothing. Just let the scene itself speak. And finally, hear the dialogue between Jesus and the woman. Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? No one, sir. neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore. It would seem like a summation of all that happens and is said in the woman caught in adultery story, that in the next scene in John's Gospel, Jesus says to the Pharisees, "You judge by human standards. I judge no one." I really don't think there's much more to be said. John's Gospel has spoken its deep truth to us. In today's collect prayer, we ask God for the grace that we may, quote, pass from former ways to newness of life, that we may be made ready for the glory of the heavenly kingdom, end quote. John's Gospel has shown us clearly what our newness of life must look like, what the glory of the heavenly kingdom must look like. It's us saying to fellow human beings and fellow sinners, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin." It's then that the Lord Jesus will be living and reigning in our lives.